Sam's now 10, but he was diagnosed at the age of 4 with kidney cancer, which caught us absolutely by surprise, as you can imagine. Because, like you said, you never sort of dream that anything like that would happen to your kid.
No.
Let alone anyone perhaps that you know. So he was diagnosed at the age of 4 and taken to Alder Hey, where he underwent a lot of treatment, including having his kidney removed, 9 months of chemotherapy and 2 weeks of radiotherapy as well.
Goodness me. At 4 years old. I mean, my cousin actually had kidney cancer at 35 and was told it's incredibly young, rare in somebody that young. So a little boy, really little boy. I mean, how long did it take to get the diagnosis?
The diagnosis was very quick, actually.
Wow.
He went in on the Sunday because he'd been feeling poorly. And by the Monday evening, we knew he had kidney cancer. Very quick turnaround with kids in terms of in the hospital, all the scans and everything rushed through. But we went in very naively, and even when they were doing the major scans, we were still thinking it was something
Oh, it's got an infection, yeah. Goodness, so it hadn't ever crossed your mind, the fact your son might have cancer?
Absolutely not, absolutely not. Sam, I think Sam's quite rare because he didn't have any sort of symptoms prior to it. The tumour ruptured, which caused the pain, and it went from there, whereas a lot of kids have ill or beforehand, so...
What were those months like during treatment?
It's really bizarre. It's like a cloud sort of hangs over you. You become very much in a cocoon. The treatment, we just went from day to day. We tried to keep things as normal as possible when he wasn't having treatment because we've got a daughter as well.
And she younger or older?
She's older.
Oh, goodness me. So probably a lot more aware than he was even of what was going on.
Yes, and it's affected her quite deeply, actually. But yes, so those months are complete blur, absolute blur. The treatment was very harsh on him. Obviously, he lost his hair. He lost weight. He was very ill with it. But you just go from day to day and you manage it. And we remain very positive that everything was going to be all right in the end.
Were you able to meet other mums and dads going through what you were going through? Because I'm imagining that's quite important.
Yes, we were. I mean, there were other parents on the ward, but they all had different kinds of cancer with all potential different outcomes. So you don't tend to get involved as much as perhaps you would if you knew someone that was going down the same route. And Sam's cancer was quite a rare one. It's a Wilms tumour. So there's not many diagnosed with that in the country every year. So... it was quite hard to meet people that were going through the same.
So after this treatment, which, I mean, tore your life apart because it was emotionally incredibly difficult, physically so difficult on your son as well and impacting on your daughter, when did you find out that things were starting to work, that things were looking positive?
Basically, he got the all clear the following summer, so about 10 months after the
That's a long original time,
isn't it? Diagnosis.
Yeah.
And actually last week he was told that he was clear of the cancer completely. He was 5 years, so he celebrated in style last week.
How did he celebrate?
Lots of champagne.
He's only 10, Pippa.
For us.
Yeah, I think mummy and daddy really, really probably did need that. Laurie, listening to Pippa's story, is that one you hear quite often of parents being thrown into this whirlwind, really?
Sure, it's a story we hear far more often than we would like. Around 1,600 children are diagnosed with cancer in the UK every year. If you include teenagers and young adults, it's more like 2,400. That's the equivalent of 6 every day. That's 6 families hearing the most devastating news you could possibly imagine, that their son or daughter has a very serious life-threatening disease.
It's interesting, isn't it, that listening to Pippa's story, you know, the diagnosis was so fast, was so good, the treatment was instantly the right treatment. And once the diagnosis was there, the medical profession was ready, and yet Pippa hadn't ever considered it was cancer, because we don't want to talk about it.
Of course, and that's what September is all about, both just helping people to be more aware that this does happen to kids. We completely understand why people don't want to think about it. You know, as you said, it's the last thing you want to think about happening to your children. But it does happen. Fortunately, not too frequently, but it does happen. And for those families who do have that experience, they need support, they need a great deal of care, and there needs to be more research to back up those treatments that they're given. You know, Sam is really lucky. He's beaten his cancer. He's doing great now. It's such fantastic news that he's been given the, you know, the official all clear. But not all families have that experience.
Of course, yeah.
We've got great doctors and nurses who are doing the very best they can with the treatments that they have, but most of them are not designed for children. And that's what KidsCan is about. We develop treatments that are designed just for children with cancer so that we can give them the best chance.
How might they differ?
Well, one of the biggest differences, without being too technical, is in an adult, if they've got cancer, those cancerous cells replicate, they divide more rapidly than healthy cells. So that's how lots of adult cancer drugs work. They target rapidly dividing cells. Of course, in a child, they're growing all of the time. So their cells are
really
dividing.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So treatments that work by targeting rapidly dividing cells, though they can be effective in treating the cancer, they can also do a lot of damage to healthy cells, healthy development. So lots of childhood cancer survivors are left with, you know, sometimes life-limiting, life-altering side effects caused by the treatments, not by the cancer. Mm. So the work that we're doing is to make sure that 100% of cases survive and that they all get to have a healthy, happy life.